Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
So Elsie, are you ready to find out what your score means from yesterday's quiz?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. My score is not high, so I think I'm okay.
Okay, well let's recap the quiz for our students so they know what to expect.
So question one mm-hmm. was, how often do you go out of your way to eat sugar? Mm-hmm. And we answered...
Sometimes.
And...
Never.
Never.
Okay, now question two...How often do you feel guilty when you eat sugar? And we answered...
Always.
Always and sometimes.
And okay. question three was,、mm-hmm. how often do you lie about eating sugar?、Mm. And we answered... Never.
And never. Never. Don't lie about eating sugar. Mm. Okay, now finally, question four was, how often do you reach for sweets when you're sad? And we answered...
Sometimes.
Sometimes, and me, always.
Always.
Okay.
Okay, so that left Erin with mm-hmm. 3 points, mm-hmm. and me with 4 points.
Okay, so in today's article, we're going to find out what these points mean, so let's get started.
Are you a sugar addict?
Let's take a look at your score. 0 to 3 points. Nice one. You're not a sugar addict.You eat healthily, so keep up the good work. 4 to 5 points. Uh-oh, you eat too much sugar. Maybe you're experiencing some sugar cravings, weight gain, or fatigue. Try cutting sugar out of your diet for 2 weeks. You'll feel better after a couple of weeks. 6 to 8 points. Stop right there. Put that candy down.Your sugar addiction needs to end here. Too much sugar can harm your body, so make changes to your diet now.
Word power!
Wait. Wait. The new baby's weight is 3.6 kilograms.The new baby's weight is 3.6 kilograms. Diet, diet. My diet includes a lot of vegetables and some meat. My diet includes a lot of vegetables and some meat. End, end.Please turn the TV off and go to bed when the movie ends. Please turn the TV off and go to bed when the movie ends. Body, body. We should exercise every day to keep our bodies healthy.We should exercise every day to keep our bodies healthy.
Okay, we're going to jump right into the scores. It says, let's take a look at your score.
我们来看看你的分数吧。What's the first group?
Okay, so the first group is 0 to 3 points. Okay, so 0 to 3. Now, if you get 0 to 3 points, nice one.That sounds like good news.
所以第一组是呢零分到三分。你如果是这一组的人呢代表 nice ones, 好极了。
And it means, here in the article it says, you're not a sugar addict.
Ooh. Oh, you got 3, but wait, I got 4.
Okay.
Okay, 好，所以如果是这一组的话呢你不是堂上你的人就像是 Erin, she's safe now.
I'm glad. Okay. All right, well, I'm safe. And here it says, you eat healthily, so keep up the good work.
To keep up the good work 代表就是坚持下去再接再厉。所以得到零到三分的人呢代表你吃得很健康要继续保持哦。Will you?
Yes.
Of course, right?
I will say, I don't not eat sugar. I do love to eat some sweet treats, but I don't eat it all the time, and I'm always very careful when I do. I make it a special thing.
That's very good.
All right. Now, the next group. So the first one was 0 to 3. The next group is 4 to 5.
That's my group.
Okay. So if you are in the 4 to 5 points group, uh-oh.
What's that?
Oh, it doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. What's the problem here?
Okay, well, the problem is, here in the article it says, you eat too much sugar.
Really? 你摄取太多的糖分咯。You have to be careful, which means I have to be careful.
Okay, well, here it says, also says, maybe you're experiencing some sugar cravings, weight gain, or fatigue. Now, let's talk about three of the things you might experience. Of course, there are more things, but we're only going to talk about three here. So these things might happen when you eat sugar. Now, we're going to start with the noun craving.
Craving 这个名词是渴望，所以分数在四到五分的你和我可能会有想要摄取糖分的渴望。Besides this, you are probably experiencing weight gain.
That's right, and we are going to talk about that, but I do want to talk about what it feels like when you get a craving. Okay, so say you've had a really long day, and you know you have to go home and you have to do some work, but you kind of feel really angry for no reason. Nothing bad happened, but you're kind of just going, ugh.
So that means you want something to eat?
It kind of means you want something to eat, but maybe your body's feeling a certain way. And this is what happens when you get a craving. Your body is saying, you need to eat this. And that's what it kind of feels like when you have a sugar craving, because you know as soon as you drink a fruit juice, you're going to feel better.
So before you eat any sugar, you don't feel good.
Right. It's kind of like your body is saying, hey, remember that thing that makes me feel really good?
Hey, go eat
that. Yeah, it's going to make me feel good now. And you know what? Sometimes I do listen to those.
Evil.
It's not very good, but I do. All right. Well, the next thing we're going to talk about is weight gain. And here we're just going to look at the noun weight. It's spelled W-E-I-G-H-T. It's like eight with a W, weight. And we're going to find out what it means right now. Okay, here we're using weight to talk about people and how heavy or light or fat or thin a person is. Now, we're using it to talk about body size. This is a subject that isn't always easy to talk about, so be careful to choose the right words when you talk about another person's weight or body size. Here's an example. The new baby's weight is 3.6 kilograms. The new baby's weight is 3.6 kilograms.
Weight, 它是一个不可数名词哦，代表的是重量、体重。那例句说啊，这名新生儿的体重为 3.6 公斤。那我们文章里面说到的 weight gain 代表的是体重增加这件事情。那 weight 跟 gain 这边都是名词的用法哦。不过 gain 也可以当作动词，代表增加。I don't want to gain any weight. 我不想要增加任何的体重。
Okay, well, we've mentioned that you might have sugar cravings, ooh, those bad feelings, or you might have weight gain, or you might feel fatigue. Now, let's find out what fatigue is now.
Fatigue, 简单来说呢，就是疲劳，然后它是一个名词。所以呢，四到五分的你跟我可能有摄取糖分的渴望，体重增加，或者是 feel fatigue, 感到疲劳 What should we do?
Okay, well, Elsie, calm down. I think you're going to be okay. All right, but one interesting thing about fatigue, it has a bit of an interesting spelling with that G-U-E. That comes from its being a French word.
Oh, really?
So the French word fatigué means tired.
So that word came from French.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so here's what you can do if you have 4 or 5 points. It says, try cutting sugar out of your diet for 2 weeks.
To cut sugar out, 就是戒除糖分。从哪边戒除呢? Of your diet.
Now this is easier said than done. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I've tried. All right. If you are going to cut sugar out of your diet, we are going to look at this noun diet here. It's spelled D-I-E-T, diet. It's not related to die, even though it might sound like it. But let's find out what it means. Here, your diet is the kind of food and drink a person or animal eats each day. For example, if you eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, maybe some meat and a few grain products, you could probably say you have a healthy diet. However, if you mostly eat snack foods and fast food, you have an unhealthy diet. Now, of course, diet has another meaning, which is the activity of choosing to eat some foods and not others in order to lose weight or improve your health. Here's an example sentence. My diet includes a lot of vegetables and some meat. My diet includes a lot of vegetables and some meat.
Diet 这个名词呢是饮食。那例句说啊，我的饮食包含了很多蔬菜以及些许的肉。那很多人有的时候想减肥就会 go on a diet， 这就是节食的意思。Okay, so remember to cut sugar out of my diet for 2 weeks. 要戒两周。What will happen after 2 weeks?
Okay, well, here it says you'll feel better after a couple of weeks.
A couple of 是美式的用法，代表两个、几个。那文章当中呢，指的就是两周，所以是两个的意思哈。那两周之后呢，你就会有比较好的感觉。
I
hope so.
Now I have to warn you, it's going to take a while to do this. So if you do it for 2 weeks, remember the first 3 or 4 days,
yeah.
Those cravings will be really bad.
Oh, because your, 那个渴望。
Yeah, your body really wants that sugar. It's used to it, right? So after a few days, though, it does get better. And that's when you'll feel better.
So like two weeks,
mm-hmm.
14 days.
Right.
Okay,
now if you had more of the points than 4 to 5, if you're in the 6 to 8 points,Here it says, stop right there. Put that candy down.
This one sounds really serious, right? 如果你得六到八分，请你停止，把那颗糖给放下。Stop having anything that has sugar in it.
Unless it's mango. Just eat the whole fruit. It's fine.
Okay.
All right. Put your chocolate bar down. Okay. Well, we said stop right there. Put your candy down. Your sugar addiction needs to end here.Now, end is a verb. It's our third word power word today. It's spelled E-N-D. We're going to find out what it means right now. Okay, as a verb, end means that something, such as an activity, an event, or a story, etc., stops happening. It can also mean that somebody does something to make that thing stop happening. For example, if a movie ends, the movie finishes playing. Or you can end a fight.That means you stop fighting or stop somebody else from fighting. Here's another example sentence. Please turn the TV off and go to bed when the movie ends. Please turn the TV off and go to bed when the movie ends.
End 在这边当动词用是停止结束，那 end 也可以当名词哦，指的是结尾或者是端点。那例句说啊，请在电影播完之后把电视机关掉，然后上床睡觉。所以说呢，你如果是在这一组分数的同学，你的糖上瘾症需要在这边停止。What may having too much sugar cause?
Well, it says here,Too much sugar can harm your body, so make changes to your diet now. We're not saying don't eat sugar at all, we're saying eat a lot less and healthier sugars.
对，就是适量就好，然后选取好的糖来摄取。那我们这边看到 harm 这个动词是伤害， so it can harm your body.
That's right. Now, body here is our last word power word today. It's spelled B-O-D-Y, body. Let's find out what it means.Okay, our last word power word today is the noun body. The body of a person or an animal is the physical structure that makes that person or animal. It includes all the parts like arms, legs, heads, and organs like the heart, the brain, and the lungs inside. And of course, blood and muscles and all the other parts that make us move and think. Here's an example sentence. We should exercise every day to keep our bodies healthy. We should exercise every day to keep our bodies healthy.
Body 就是身体啦。那我们例句说，每天呢应该运动，保持身体健康。所以说呢，摄取过多的糖分是会伤害你的身体健康的。所以你现在需要在饮食上做改变。I'm not okay, but I think I'm not that bad, right?
I think you're okay, Elsie. maybe just don't always, like, feel guilty about that sugar.
Uh-huh.
Eat some natural sugars and feel good about it.
But I can eat a pack of candy in maybe 5 minutes.
Oh, I mean, me too. But, like, I just don't do it very often.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's the end of our article, but we're not quite finished yet. We have to go to Magic Box, and then we'll be back for our review time. So, see you there.
Magic Box. 找亮点。
Hello, 我是 Casey, 今天要跟大家聊聊的话题是Hold on, let me take a look at my note, 让我看一下我的小抄啦。诶，对啦，今天要跟大家分享的呢是各种看的说法啦。我刚刚说的 take a look at something 呢，就是看一下，看一眼，瞄一下什么东西这样的意思哦。是口语上还蛮实用的一个小片语，大家不妨学起来。举个例子， I always take a look at myself in the mirror before I go out.I always take a look at myself in the mirror before I go out. 我出门前呢，总是习惯看一眼镜子里面的自己。另外呢，有时候你可能也会听到有人直接用 look 当作动词的用法， look at something， 像是呢 look at that baby, she's so cute. 瞧瞧那个婴儿，她真的好可爱哦。另外呢，大家都知道 watch 是观看的意思，像是观看足球比赛， watch a soccer game。看电影、表演等等的都可以使用这个字哦。还有呢，如果是 Why are you staring at me? Is anything wrong? Why are you staring at me? Is anything wrong? 你为什么紧盯着我？怎么了吗？ Stare at 呢，就是瞪大眼睛、紧盯、注视着的意思。还有以下这一种看哦， He glanced at the clock and then realized that he was late for school.He glanced at the clock and then realized that he was late for school. 他看了一眼时钟，然后惊觉上课已经迟到了。Glanced at 呢，有一种惊鸿一瞥、扫视一下的感觉。学完了以上各种看，最后来一个小测验考考大家。我们一起看一看外婆的信吧。这句话的英文该怎么说呢？别忘记使用刚刚学的片语哦。拜拜。
The answer is, let's take a look at grandma's later together.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, welcome back to review time. Now, a little bit of a surprise for me today. Elsie is going to give me a quiz.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, are you ready to answer my questions?
I am, yes.
Okay. Question number one.
Okay.
What might you be experiencing if you got 4 to 5 points on our quiz?
Oh, there's 3 of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know cravings.
Craving, 渴望.
Because I get those after a long day and I get really angry if I don't have sugar.
Sugar cravings.
Yeah. Okay, and then the second one...Maybe if you can see my little sugar belly.
Ooh.
Weight gain.
Weight gain. 增加体重. And the third one.
This one is...
You said something about French.
Yes. Je suis fatiguée. I'm tired. Fatigue. Maybe I get too tired if I don't get my sugar.
Good job.
Okay.
Okay, question number two. What should you do now if you had these problems?
Eat more?
No.
Okay, I know. Cut it out.
Oh, yes. Cut sugar out of your diet.
Yep.
Great. Question number three. For how long?
Well, in the article it said 2 weeks, but I think it's probably better to just keep going.
Keep going.
If you can do 2 weeks, you can do 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Last one. This one's a little bit hard.
Okay.
Who needs to stop having any sugar right away.
Well, I hope it's not me.
Not you, not
okay.
me.
Okay, that means if it's not you and it's not me, that's the people who answered 6 to 8 points.
Good job!
Yes!
6到8分的人要停止吃糖!
Alright, put that candy down. Unless it's healthy.
Okay, so you got them all right.
Yay! Ding, 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 ding. It's been a good quiz day for me. Hopefully it is for you guys. But you guys go take that quiz and see what your answers are.
Yep.
And find out what you should do. But we have to say goodbye. It's time to go get some sugar. Alright, so for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Bye!
Bye-bye.
Are you a sugar addict?
Let's take a look at your score. 0 to 3 points. Nice one. You're not a sugar addict. You eat healthily, so keep up the good work. 4 to 5 points. Uh-oh, you eat too much sugar. Maybe you're experiencing some sugar cravings, weight gain, or fatigue. Try cutting sugar out of your diet for 2 weeks. You'll feel better after a couple of weeks. 6 to 8 points. Stop right there. Put that candy down. Your sugar addiction needs to end here. Too much sugar can harm your body, so make changes to your diet now.
Wait. Wait. The new baby's weight is 3.6 kilograms. The new baby's weight is 3.6 kilograms. Diet. Diet. My diet includes a lot of vegetables and some meat. My diet includes a lot of vegetables and some meat. End. End. Please turn the TV off and go to bed when the movie ends. Please turn the TV off and go to bed when the movie ends. Body. Body. We should exercise every day to keep our bodies healthy. We should exercise every day to keep our bodies healthy.